Counsellors are travelling to evacuation centres, offering mental health first aid for people affected by the bushfires. The big challenge with this disaster is that it happens so early in the bushfire season, and that means there's many anxious months ahead. The Rural Advisory Mental Health Program is one of several providers offering counselling and support. Steve Carrick is the coordinator for its Northern New South Wales Health District. We spoke earlier.
There's three different types of presentations of people that we're trying to support. So there are people who have lost property, their homes, their dwellings. There are other people who have had close calls. So they've been presented with a very traumatic situation, and some of those people might have felt that their lives were in danger. And the third group of people that we're trying to support are people who may have a pre-existing mental health condition, and the disaster, the bushfires, have actually exacerbated some of the symptoms of those conditions.
Okay, so how do you deal with those three different types of cases?
A lot of the time, actually, Tom, it's just listening. And one of the things that we like to encourage people to be aware of is that most people recover from these disasters within a few weeks without the need for mental health professional help. They might experience some things like some sleep disturbance, some excess anxiety and worry, occasionally sadness and tearfulness. But generally speaking, the vast majority of people recover just with the support of good family and friends around them.
Okay, so what about the people that don't? How should we help those people?
Okay, after a few weeks, if some of those symptoms are still quite severe or it's starting to have a significant impact on their ability to function, there are some mental health services being made available. In our North Coast and mid-North Coast areas, we have a program called Healthy Minds. So people can get free psychological help without the need for a GP referral. And there's a similar program also running in the Hunter, New England local health district for those people out from Tenterfield all the way down through Tamworth, Armidale. They can also access a similar service. Once again, it's free of charge. They get to see a psychologist without the need for a GP referral. And those services have been made available specifically for bushfire-affected people.
Steve, I imagine the people that need the most help aren't necessarily walking around their communities asking for it. So how do you go about finding the people that need help most?
A large part of what we do is make sure that we're available and present as best we can in the evacuation centres in the immediate aftermath of the bushfires. And then certainly in the weeks and months following, we go to community recovery events, we go to disaster assistance points, and we all communicate really regularly to make sure that we try and support those people who may not walk in the door looking for help.
And what about the firefighters themselves, Steve? They must be traumatised in many cases, especially people who may not have seen a fire like this before, who are sort of in their early years with the fireys. How do you help those people?
Absolutely, Tom. And I think our Rural Fire Service volunteers, they've been battling with some of these bushfires up here for many months now. And in the last 8-9 weeks, they've pretty much been going non-stop. So certainly those people require the support just as much as anyone else does.
Steve, one of the unique things about these fires is not just the size and the traumatic nature of them. It's the fact that they happened in November and we've still got the whole summer ahead of us. How traumatising is that for people?
Well, a lot of it is the anxiety of the unknown, if you like, Tom. So, as I mentioned, we've had bushfires happening a large part of this year. The ground is very dry. For many of our primary producers, these bushfires come on top of extended periods of drought.
Yeah.
You know, we're not expecting any rain anytime soon. So we are preparing to be available, knowing that, you know, these bushfires might get worse before they get better.
Steve Carrick, thanks for speaking to us on PM.
Thanks very much for your time, Tom.
Steve Carrick's a coordinator for the Northern New South Wales Health District's Rural Advisory Mental Health Program.